Right, where do we begin? I guess how we felt when we were scrolling through our phones and saw that icky video. You're listening to The Next Feed, your breastfeeding podcast with myself, Manpreet Pinder. Now, I hinted at you that we will be talking about a video today on the show. I think in order for it to be fair to everybody, I should probably describe or explain what happened for this video to be getting lots of attention, because I know that some of you will be on Instagram and might have come across it because you follow lots of breastfeeding accounts or parenting accounts, and some of you won't be aware of this. So I will start with what I saw when I was scrolling through my phone. It was a video where there were people on there describing breastfeeding as icky and suggesting that you shouldn't do it for very long. I stopped this video and I was like, what? Watch the rest of it. Then went back to the beginning and realised that it was a reaction to somebody who was asking, when should a mum stop breastfeeding? Yeah, I know. When should a mum stop breastfeeding their child? That was the question. The reaction on that video was entirely not appropriate, but also was the honest opinions and thoughts of the people that were being asked. So they were stopped in the street. It was an opportunity for them just to have their say on something, but you know, they might not have actually voiced those thoughts or opinions outside of that scenario. So yeah, they got stopped on the street by somebody and that's what they said. They said things that you and I probably would think is a bit bonkers, but I don't blame them for saying it. So the video was posted by Netmums, who I'm sure a lot of you are aware of. You might go on their forums or look at their websites. They've got lots of articles about so many different things. And I've spoken to Netmums before in my previous job as a journalist working in radio. We had Netmums on. There's lots of places that have Netmum spokespeople on sometimes, you know, in the press, newspapers, on TV. They carry out their own surveys sometimes, and then they talk about the findings of those. Some of what they have to say can be really useful depending on what stage of parenting you're at. But on this subject, on breastfeeding, I think the general kind of consensus of a lot of people that will be wanting to be supported with breastfeeding is that it just wasn't covered in the way that it should have been. Netmums did take down the video. I will tell you what they said after they took down the video, which was an apology that they put on their Instagram story. But just going back to the subject of the video itself, that question that was asked by the person from Netmums, and I have to say, the video was really well done. Like, you know, slick, edited, had music running underneath. It was really nicely put together. Just the question, the responses we've got issue with. But anyway, there was a woman and she was talking about how any longer than 6 months, she just feels like it's a bit on the icky side. She suggested that as soon as a child has teeth or a baby has teeth, then they should stop breastfeeding. There was a man on there that said, typically it's up to the mum. At this point, I did think, oh, okay, maybe they've got some sensible responses on this. But he then did say, they can go past a year, even go into two. But I would definitely recommend, like, one is the most that you should go to, and then you should start feeding them solids. Mm-hmm. I feel exactly like you. You don't need to stop breastfeeding to start solids. Just putting that out there. So, yeah, there's a... I don't know, you kind of feel like it's one or the other, right? Like you, if you want your child to eat other food, then you need to stop with the breastfeeding. I know it's completely bonkers. So they had this video up. It got loads of responses. When I first commented, there weren't many responses. I think I happened to catch the video when it was first posted. But then afterwards, yeah, there was just more and more comments. And then at some point, the video just completely disappeared. And there was then, sometime later, I think, I don't know how long later, but at some point that evening, there was an Instagram story that had been put up. And this is what it said. It says, "We are sorry. Our post today was originally designed as an idea to open up a conversation about breastfeeding. based on a piece of research. It wasn't designed to judge, scrutinize, or shame. That was absolutely not our intention. Clearly, this post was poorly judged and included content people found insensitive. We get that. We want to be there for all parents on your feeding journey, whatever that looks like for you. Sorry for any offence caused. We've taken the post down. Thank you to our parent community for holding us to account. We will do better next time. I did invite net mums on either to be interviewed or if they wanted to provide a statement, and I haven't heard back. I don't know how you feel about it, but I thought it was quite interesting that a lot of the responses in the video, you know, to some extent, I wasn't surprised that people felt like breastfeeding was really icky, that they shouldn't do it for a very long time. We know that there are people that feel like that. But what did surprise many of us was that it was not balanced in any way with any kind of expert opinion or somebody that understood how lactation worked. You know, there was no real reason that was obvious, really, why you would go out and ask random people how long a mother should breastfeed. But look, I have heard that some people who support breastfeeding parents, you know, infant feeding coaches, lactation consultants, have had net mums reach out to them, and they have meetings scheduled where they want to learn a little bit more about kind of, I guess, what they did wrong or what they could do in the future. So that at least is promising. I'd love to know where that goes. If you are somebody that has such appointment scheduled, let me know how it goes. And I look forward to seeing some really good quality content and coverage of the fabulous thing, but slightly awkward and hard work too, thing that is breastfeeding. Right. Before I leave you with some reactions from you guys about the video and what you thought about it, I just want to say, if you have a few seconds or a minute to leave a review for the podcast, I would hugely, hugely appreciate it. Yeah, it'd be great if you are able to just let us know what you think, you know, or if there's any other topics that you'd like to see in the future, if there's any guests that you've been really happy to listen to, you can on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts, there might be an opportunity there to write a review or to give a rating. If you do that, I will love you forever. Right now, I'm going to leave you with the reaction to that said video. I hope that it doesn't get you too angry or your blood boiling, because that's not the point of this podcast. But I just do think it is good for us to have our say. So here you are.
Hi, Manpreet. My name's Susan. I'm an antenatal breastfeeding and postnatal educator, and a breastfeeding peer supporter and a mum of five. So I do have some varying experiences of breastfeeding my kids, anywhere from 4 months to around 2 years. The thing that really stood out to me was something that I'm always harping on about, and that is that we really need robust breastfeeding education in our schools, in our society. It's just wild, the answers that were given and the perspectives that were given, you know, the word icky being used. It really goes to show that it's lacking, and it's been lacking for way too long. Schools have had biology and now PSHE lessons that this could definitely be incorporated into, with learning about the reproduction system, learning about reproductive organs, the uterus, ovaries, but not knowing what the breasts do and not knowing about the lodules and how milk is made or how milk is stored. Learning about how to create babies, but not how to feed them. It really does go to show from that Net Mum's video that imagine if you could go up to any member of the public and ask them about breastfeeding, anything to do with breastfeeding, and what great thing it would be if we could get way more informed answers from them. It also goes to show that this is intergenerational work that needs to take place. This is something that we have to talk about with the grandparents, with uncles, aunties, anybody around people having babies, which is basically anybody. This is an intergenerational conversation between men and women, people who are going to be supporting women and birthing people. We literally just need to be having conversations about breastfeeding education way more, and we need to incorporate it and embed it in our societies. And hopefully it will be really great if that can come about through these larger organisations.
Hi, I'm Jess, mum of two, currently breastfeeding my 9-month-old, and I did breastfeed my eldest until he was two. I think the Net Mum's post was really unfortunate. It just shows how little education there is about breastfeeding out there. And it's a shame, really, that posts like that aren't used to share evidence-based information. It's the undermining of a mum and a baby who are in a breastfeeding journey that really kind of got to me. Breastfeeding beyond the early days, for some reason, is really controversial, but I really wonder if that would have been the case if they'd shared more the benefits of breastfeeding beyond, say, the 6 months that kind of seems palatable to most people.
Hi, my name is Liz. I'm from London. I am a mum of two and I breastfed both of them. The Net Mum's post, it just made me angry, really angry, that somebody at Net Mum's allowed this to be posted and nobody stopped and thought about the impact or about what they were saying, that they didn't have anybody with any knowledge clear up any of the myths that were perpetuated by the post. I felt angry that they allowed these myths to be talked about, that they allowed myths like that you can't breastfeed with teeth or that you have to move to formula at 6 months. We're just allowed to be said, and no facts at all were added in to give any balance. And it was just presented as like, yeah, this is breastfeeding. It will be hard right from the beginning and you might not be able to do it. And it was just really sad to see, actually, very sad to see that such an organisation with such a massive reach felt that it was appropriate. And, you know, I commented on the post because it made me that angry. So I'm pleased they're doing something about it, but it should never have been posted in the first place.
My name's Kirsty. I am a breastfeeding peer supporter with Lothian Breastfeeding Buddies. We provide breastfeeding support to mums throughout Edinburgh and the Lothians. And we provide that in a group setting. We also provide breastfeeding support in the antenatal wards in both the Royal Infirmary and St John's Hospital. And we have breastfeeding peer supporters in the neonatal unit at the Royal Infirmary. I am a mother of two. My two are now 7 and 4, and they were both exclusively breastfed for 12 months. What do I have to say about this clip? Oh, so much, too much even. Firstly, the idea that after 6 months it becomes icky. Why? What suddenly happens at 6 months that it becomes wrong to breastfeed a baby? They are still babies. Apart from the fact that they still need it, this idea that it's icky is actually, that sounds like a you problem, not like a me as a mum breastfeeding problem. You find that icky, that's your problem. You go away and deal with that. Don't make me stop what I'm doing. My next point, when they get teeth, they should stop. Why? Like you said, do they suddenly become vampires? No, they do not. I mean, and is it just when they get teeth? Because some babies get teeth earlier than others. Like, I've met people who have got nearly 1-year-olds that still don't have teeth, so it'd be okay to breastfeed them. But the ones that have got 6 months old where the teeth have come through, it's not okay to breastfeed them. And is it all their teeth? Is it one teeth? Is it two teeth? Is it like what's the number? What's this magical number that we need to look for to make sure it's okay to stop breastfeeding? The next one is the dad that talked about the fact that they switched over to formula at 6 months. That is a choice that is available to everybody, and the thing is, you need to look at why you're doing that. But the way it was worded in this particular video made it sound like that's normal and that's what you should do. Now, this one's interesting, because why would you stop giving your child something that is designed for them, something that Mother Nature designed specifically for your child, that's natural? Why would you stop giving that to them and give them a man-made alternative that is full of loads of stuff that gets created in a laboratory? That makes absolutely no sense to me. You know, we're going to take this absolutely amazing product that is full of so much awesomeness, and we're just going to take that away and switch to something that was created by man in a lab that doesn't provide anywhere near the same amount of stuff. And then our lovely gentleman in the orange hoodie. I had high hopes for him when I started the Say to the Clip, because I was like, oh, he's saying it's up to the mum. Yes, yes, it is. And then it all went pear-shaped. I would recommend, okay, who are you to recommend anything about breastfeeding? You're not a breastfeeding specialist. You're not an infant feeding specialist. From the sounds of you, you don't even have your own children. So your recommendations mean zip. Absolutely nothing. What I did find quite disheartening about this video is that there was none, there were no opinions asked of people who actually maybe had some information to give. So nowhere did there appear to be a breastfeeding mother give her opinion. There didn't appear to be a GP, a health visitor, a midwife, a breastfeeding peer supporter, an IBCLC, nobody who actually has some qualifications or experience on breastfeeding a child. Their opinion wasn't in there at all. So it was very much a one-sided account. So I think that's all I've got to say for now.
You've been listening to The Next Feed, the breastfeeding podcast. If you want to listen to more, hit subscribe on the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're also on social media. All the links can be found by heading to thenextfeedpodcast.com.